Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Monday here on the show, and you know what that means. We got a lot to talk about. It was a very, very busy weekend. We had a lot of shows. We had the WWE Backlash pay-per-view, and man, we had a UFC and a New Japan show and SmackDown. There was a Thursday Collision, which we talked about. Raw is tonight. NXT is tomorrow. And we got all of that to go over. But, obviously today, we have to talk about the passing of Sabu. Passed away this past weekend at the age of 60. And we're going to talk about him on the show here today. Tomorrow, Lance Storm is going to join us on the program, and he has a lot to say about Sabu, so we'll be talking more about him tomorrow, and going to give some of my thoughts and such, and also, we are going to hear from you. So if you have favorite memories of Sabu, you're welcome to send them to me via email. It is brian@wrestlingobserver.com. That is brian@wrestlingobserver.com. Put Sabu in the subject line. I sent this out on Twitter and Blue Sky, and I've gotten a lot so far. Got a whole bunch of retweets, but not as many actual emails. I know you guys have Sabu memories. So if you have good ones, particularly any times you might have interacted with him, those would be great as well. Please send those to me, brian@WrestlingObserver.com, put Sabu in the subject line, and we're going to read a bunch of those here today. You're welcome in Texas as well. Email is preferred for the Sabu stories, but the text message line, 425-780-7566. I'm at 4W Online, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo, at Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky, back in a moment, Observer Live.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Going solo here today, but you're welcome to send your emails about Sabu to me here. Brian at WrestlingObserver.com, F4WOnline at gmail.com, any of them work. Sabu in the subject line. We're going to read some here today. But wanted to say a few things. I was at Sabu's last match, and we'll talk about that more in a moment. It kind of ties into everything. But I think the first thing that I want to say is that I think that Sabu should be in pretty much every wrestling Hall of Fame. And after he passed away, you know, all the wrestlers were doing their tributes and everything like that. And Sami Zayn, of all people, he noted that, like, months ago, and he actually retweeted it, he mentioned that he had been advocating for Sabu to go into the WWE Hall of Fame. And, of course, he was advocating it again after he passed away. And the thing, obviously, he should be in the WWE Hall of Fame, because there's not really requirements to being in the WWE Hall of Fame. But I'm talking in the Observer Hall of Fame, where there's a large panel of like 100 wrestlers and historians and et cetera that vote. And I think that he is a Hall of Famer. And in fact, dating back decades, when Dave would send out those ballots for the Hall of Fame, I can remember early 2000s, I would vote for Sabu. And I don't want to say that I was ridiculed, but I often had people questioning, like, why did you vote for Sabu? And the thing to me about Sabu is, obviously, professional wrestling is a work. It's not real. And so when you're looking at, like, who should go into the Hall of Fame, well, there's a lot of different reasons you can vote for somebody. If it's somebody like The Rock, Stone Cold Steve Austin, we're talking like all-time Hulk Hogan, Bruno Sammartino, obviously they need to go into the Hall of Fame. Sometimes, you know, you look at, oh, well, you know, this person didn't win such and such a world title in a national promotion. It's like, well, yeah, there's something to when you're given the belt, it's pretend, but they gave it to you for a reason. They thought that you could carry the company, draw money, etc. There's something to that. But at the end of the day, you didn't really win anything. So I always look at things like, and one of the big things I look at, Actually, I would say one of the biggest, actually, beyond just like, are you a no-brainer that you go into the Hall of Fame? I always look at influence. I very much am into influence. Because at the end of the day, if you were somebody, and maybe you weren't a WWE champion, maybe you weren't whatever, but you were somebody that influenced tons and tons of people. And you were somebody that in some ways, in many ways, helped to change the business. Then, especially over a long period of time, you know, that to me, you're a Hall of Famer. And it's one of these things I didn't even think about until today. But I always think about myself. Well, who influenced me? And, you know, you watch my matches and you can see, you know, Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart. These were the guys, Ric Flair. I watched them. I loved their matches. And it was like, man, I want to steal that and I want to steal that. Not politically correct, but stole a lot from Chris Benoit, chops and this and that. But I had forgotten that before I did like regular independence and we had our YWF, our backyard promotion, I half wore a Sabu outfit. I thought that Sabu's outfit was so cool. It was different. You know, back then, you know, I watched a lot of WWF and WCW and everybody had their tights and everything like that, unless you were like a garbage man. But he had the cool pants and the whole shebang. And so I wore a pair of gi pants. And I wrestled in gi pants and we did a match. And I was like, I'm doing this Sabu moonsault. And we set up a table and I did the moonsault off like the awards podium. And I put this dude through a table. Man, I loved it. And I thought, like, I wasn't in a, you know, at that point, I wasn't going to be doing, like, juicing and barbed wire, everything like that. But I thought that I thought his gimmick was cool. I thought his outfit was cool. I thought his, you know, just the basic stuff, moonsault through the table. And that was just me. And then you look at everybody else. Sabu's last match, you know, Joey Janela came out, or actually, you know, he did the match and everything. And then the match is over and Sabu won, and then Joey Janela just got up and he did this promo, and he just said, Sabu, he is my favorite wrestler of all time. He's the greatest wrestler ever. You know, he's the reason I'm in this business. And, you know, there's so many guys that were influenced by Sabu. And you can look in any promotion today. You watched a barbed wire match. You watch a match with thumbtacks, you watch whatever. And obviously, these things were being done around the world, you know, before Sabu got into it. But there were so many wrestlers that grew up watching Sabu in ECW. And they watched barbed wire matches, and they watched this dude going through tables, and they watched this dude get his bicep sliced up and starts taping it back up because he's got a 12-inch gash. See this guy breaking his neck, you know, something goes wrong. He comes back in a neck brace, the moonsaults, the table bumps. I mean, dude, you can watch a WWE pay-per-view this weekend. It doesn't matter what gimmick you bring into the ring. They'd rather see somebody go through a table. And who in this country popularized going through tables? It was Sabu. And, I've always looked at the influence he has had on this business. I remember, you know, when I started working for Tim Flowers in ICW, we had this guy, and his name was Awesome Adam. This was like 1999, 2000. And I don't remember what his real name is, but, you know, everybody called him Fabu because he was a total Sabu clone. He had the same pants. He had the same hair. They would do their spots off the balconies. It was always the main event. The people would eat it up. They loved it. I mean, all of the hardcore stuff that we see to this day, I mean, Sabu was one of the pivotal people in this country responsible for that. And it's funny because when you think about the very early days of his career, I mean, he was trained by his uncle, the Sheik, but he was not trained to be Sabu or the Sheik. He was trained in technical wrestling. And somebody put a video up on Twitter. It was just a short video, but it was from the 80s, and it was Sabu in there in regular gear as a regular guy, and he's doing spots. He's wrestling with, of all people, Richie Magnet, who was one of my best friends when we wrestled. Richie Magnet, him and his wife Tammy, they lived in Vancouver, Washington, best friends with Buddy, and we did countless shows together. And, you know, I'd always heard, because at this point, you know, Richie was a big dude, but I'd always heard, man, when he was young, he was like lean. He was a Polynesian light heavyweight champion, I was always told. And he was a great worker. And all of a sudden, I see this video after Sabu passed away. There's Sabu and Richie Magnet in Polynesian pro wrestling. And man, the work in like the 30 seconds or a minute of this video, I was like, oh my God. So he was trained to be a wrestler. He could wrestle, but obviously he made his name. He worked all over the place, but, you know, went to Japan, started doing all the hardcore matches in Japan. The majority of his scars came from matches he had in Japan. There was barbed wire, there was fire, Onita, Sheik, ends up going to ECW. Actually, not even through Paul Heyman. I think it was through Todd Gordon. And he ends up getting hooked up at ECW. And, you know, one of the biggest stars in all of ECW at a time where ECW influenced WWF and WCW. I mean, there's a reason we had a Monday Night War and an Attitude Era. It was all because of ECW. And, you know, he had appearances in WCW. He had appearances in WWE twice, including the ECW rebrand. It was never like the ECW Sabu. It was always like a watered-down version of it. But he was still Sabu. So more about this after the break. Observer Live.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell,
Make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. I'm going to read some of these emails here in a moment. If you got Sabu memories, send them to me, Brian, at WrestlingObserver.com, F4WOnlineGmail.com, Sabu in the subject line. And I do want to say one other thing first, because, you know, people often say, like, what's your memory of such and such? What's your favorite such and such? I can't remember particular things. There's many Sabu moments and matches and et cetera. But overall, the thing that I will always remember about Sabu is that I always felt that he was, people always use the term, the last of a dying breed. And Sabu was one of the last of a dying breed in the sense that, as we talked about earlier, and we all know, wrestling is a work. And, you know, you're going to watch Raw tonight. It's going to be a bunch of matches. Watch Backlash, bunch of matches. You know, you're going to watch Dynamite this week, bunch of matches. You know, everything's going to be, you're going to enjoy the show or whatever. But the thing with Sabu, and it actually traces back also to the original Sheik and many others in this business, is how many times you could watch a match with Sabu and feel like, oh my God, something really bad could happen in this match. And the thing with wrestling is we all know it's not real, but to be able to elicit the feeling in a person that, oh my God, something could happen here. Sometimes it's like you get really excited just to see if somebody's going to win a title or not. Like, oh man, I hope Sammy takes it tonight. But there's also that feeling where, what, something could go really badly wrong in this match. And the thing with Sabu is, like, sometimes things really did go wrong. He broke his neck, I think twice. Severe back injury. The bicep, when he got his bicep sliced open and taped it back together. I mean, you know, he would sometimes on purpose and sometimes not on purpose botch a spot, and you're like, oh my God. And it was, I think it was like with the Sheik. It's like you'd watch all these matches, and then the Sheik would show up, and it was like, oh my God, calamity is about to ensue. And it was like that with Sabu. And, you know, part of this was, you know, you build an aura around the guy. You know, he would come out with the mask early on in ECW and like the straitjacket gimmick, which actually, I was told, originally came from Dr. Luther in FMW. But, you know, he'd put the barbed wire out there and the gimmicks, and there was always that feeling, you know, you'd enjoy the show, and then all of a sudden here's the one where, oh my God, you know. And that was Sabu's matches. Something, you always had that feeling of, you're kind of like a little bit worried that something really bad could happen in this match. And it was actually all the way up until his final match, because I was there. And, you know, they put all that barbed wire around the ring, and they put those, you know, tables outside, and the, I forget what they call it, the spider web or whatever of barbed wire. And man, you're just, you know, he comes out for the match, and you just realize this guy's 60 years old. And it wasn't that long ago that, you know, he was out there in a wheelchair. And I remember I talked to a friend of his before the show, and I was like, man, how's he doing? And they said, you know what? He's actually moving around really well. They actually said he may be moving better than Joey. And I was like, really? And he got out there, and I cannot say he moved better than Joey, but I do know that that he could move. And, you know, that bell rang, and I can't sit here in good conscience and say, you know what, that was a good match, but I can tell you it was a memorable match. And it was one of those matches where, good or bad, you could not take your eyes off the ring because you didn't know what was going to happen. And in fact, on two occasions in that match, I screamed. I was like, oh my God, that's it. You know, the one where so the idea in a ring is, you know, you hit the ropes and the ropes are going to spring back. You know, it's not, you obviously do a little bit. If you don't want to bounce back, you can stop yourself, but they are going to spring you. And if you fall against them, they are going to stop you. They're going to hold you up. That was not the case with this barbed wire. And twice during this match, he kind of leaned into the barbed wire thinking it was going to hold him up like ropes, and it did not. And like he fell into the spider netting at one point. I was like, oh my God, somebody get him out of there. And then the scary one was, you know, they did a spot and he was supposed to like kind of hit the barbed wire or whatever. And again, he thought it was going to hold him up. He went through that barbed wire like a hot knife through butter. Or a knife through hot butter. They both work. But man, he went through that thing and he went head over heels. And like I was on the opposite side, so I couldn't see the landing. I thought, oh my God, that's it. It's over. And they sent all these guys out there and I'm in terror. I'm terrified. And he got up and man, he kept going and he gave it his all. And, you know, it was a spectacle. And in so many ways, it was a very fitting last match for Sabu. And very sad to hear of his passing. I didn't really know him, but I had communicated with him many times. Once a couple of years ago when there was that incident. It was like 2 years ago. And like he like collapsed at a signing or something, and there was concern that it might have been a stroke. And I messaged him then, like, how you doing? And he said, man, I'm fine. Made some comment about, you know, getting hit in the head too many times, but, you know, he seemed like he was all right in the response. And he's one of many guys in this business where it's one of those deals where, hey, we should do a show someday. Yeah, we should do a show someday. And never did the show. And then he passed away, so... Sucks. Very sad about that. And I want to wish the best to friends and family. And I'm going to read some of these and probably have other things that I remember as we go through. But this here is from Norm Connors, promoter of IWC, who actually promoted the last match that I ever had with Larry Sweeney, in fact. And he says, in my early days in wrestling, I was able to see Sabu at the ECW Arena on many occasions. I was blown away by his innovation. I was involved with the November 1, 1993 show in Steelton, Pennsylvania for ACW that had a Sabu Funk main event 2 weeks before the heavily promoted match at the ECW Arena. Paul was not pleased, but neither Funk nor Sabu wanted the match changed. Crowd of over 1,000 that night saw the Bushwhackers, Greg Valentine, Nikolai Volkoff in prelim matches. They didn't know what to make of these two workers some weren't familiar with. Within minutes, Funk and Sabu were tearing down the house. It is a memory I will never forget. With my company, IWC, Sabu appeared for me a few times. I remember the first show we worked together. He asked me what I wanted out of the match. Sabu was shocked when I only wanted him to use one table to put someone through. It was a six-man tag. He choked, "You're paying me. Are you sure you want more?" I replied, "People are coming to see you put someone through a table." So one worked fine. He appreciated that. I felt less is more, and even though he joked about it, kept in touch with me after I retired in 2009. Just a few years ago, spent time with him on the Jericho cruise. I was able to introduce him to my handicapped nephew. He made him feel special, which I am forever grateful for. Really not sure if Sabu understand the way the business changed because of his efforts. I hope somewhere he does. And ironically, it was on Norm's show here, and I think 2007, it was a four-way with me and Delirious and Larry Sweeney and oh my God, what was the fourth guy's name? It's gonna drive me nuts. I'll remember here in a second. But anyway, there was, I think it was actually a surprise appearance of that show of the Sandman. Okay. So this was 2007, and Ruckus was the fourth guy. And I remember, I will never forget, Sandman was at this show, and I was like, oh my God, the Sandman. Because it was like 2007. I was like, I can't believe Sandman is here on this show. And fast forward to 2025. And by the way, in 2007, Sandman was not looking good. I was like, oh my God. Well, who would have known in 2025 I would be in attendance at Sabu's last match, and who should make a surprise appearance but Sandman, who actually looked better in 2025 than he did in 2007. So that was just wild. This person says, Sabu was in the main event. This is Sam, actually Vera. Sabu was in the main event of the first wrestling show I ever went to, an indie show at Amazura Nightclub in Jamaica, Queens in 2006. He was the reason I bought a ticket. I was 19-year-old, first getting into wrestling after watching some old ECW shows with a friend. He wrestled Rhino and accidentally, or maybe not accidentally, started a crowd riot of people throwing dozens of folding chairs into the ring, which resulted in the ring being filled up and approximately 2 feet deep, a carpet of folded chairs. Sabu and Rhino traded moves off the top rope, hitting Frankensteiners, pile drivers on the chairs. It was an experience that took an ember of interest in pro wrestling and poured a can of gasoline on it. So that is Vera's memory of Sabu from back in 2006. So I was going to do news and stuff, but we got more emails, so I'm going to keep going after the break. If you want to send them in, Brian@WrestlingObserver.com, put Sabu in the subject line. And we'll keep it up after the break. Observer Live.
Testing, testing.
We are live from Chick-fil-A.
This is Grant.
And this is Laura.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich is that sweet bun.
And that chicken filet was perfectly crispy and soft at the same time.
And that Smokehouse Barbecue sauce, it's a lot of fun. And the brown sugar bacon definitely had a little bit more pizzazz. Also, the Mac, one of the all-time greats. Man, I'm getting hungry.
Order the Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich and our Coca-Cola on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, BlockTrust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Thank you. If you love designer brands and you love clearance, then you're going to love this. Macy's is having a huge designer clearance event right now with incredible new designer markdowns on cold weather styles from BCBG, Hugo Boss, Michael Kors, and more. How big are the markdowns? How about Coach boots for $200 or less? So if you're looking for the things you love all in one place, come in and shop the designer clearance event at Macy's today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Nathan here writes, I used to live in the same neighborhood as Sabu in Lansing, Michigan. I never spoke with him, but I saw him a few times at the local convenience store. He always had an aura, but would carry around the smallest dog. Sounds about right. If you want to send memories, Brian at WrestlingObserver.com, Sabu in the subject line. We got a bunch of them here. Chase says, my favorite memory of Sabu is a three-way dance between him, Shane Douglas, and Terry Funk at Hardcore Homecoming June of 2005. My friend had given me the DVD for my 13th birthday. The ropes were, of course, replaced with barbed wire. Mick Foley became the special guest referee about halfway into the match. The match was pure chaos, much like some of the best matches of his career. For the final spot of the match, Funk placed Sabu on a table, begins climbing a ladder. The ladder basically disintegrated, totally collapses while Funk is still climbing. He falls backwards onto Sabu, and they both crash through the table. Sabu hops up, hits the Arabian facebuster on the chair, gets the win. There was always a sense of that in a match. What disaster is going to occur in this particular match? And there were plenty of them. In fact, you know, we were talking earlier about when he got his the barbed wire gashed open his bicep. And he had like a, I forget what it was. It was like a ridiculously long, disgusting, and he just like taped himself up to keep going. And they had to like get these guys out of the barbed wire afterwards. And I think that was a match where Paul Heyman was like, ain't booking that one ever again. Like, number one, it can't be topped. And number two, I just can't do it in good conscience. So, yeah. This person here. Howdy, Brian. Don't have a name, so I'll just read it. In 1999, I went to an ECW show at a little venue in Staten Island, New York. I was 14 years old. I had never seen ECW before. Just WWF and WCW. It was Sabu and Jerry Lynn versus the Impact Players. Sabu leapt from the top turnbuckle and landed in the seats right next to me. Forever changed what wrestling was for me and what pro wrestling should be. A memory I'll never forget. Thank you, Sabu. Well, we'll have Lance on tomorrow. We're going to be talking a lot about Sabu tomorrow. Lance on Twitter. I think I've got it right here. You think about Lance Storm and you think about Sabu. And he says it himself. I'm sitting on a flight crying at the news that Sabu has passed away. We were complete opposites both in and out of the ring. Yes, they were. We had almost nothing in common, but we were brothers and I liked him a lot. Sabu had a good heart. There will never be another like him. Rest in peace, my friend. You will be missed and never forgotten. And he's got a picture of him and Jerry Lynn, Sabu, Bubba Ray. So we'll talk to Lance tomorrow and get more thoughts on Sabu. Mike here says, my favorite Sabu memory was being at Riot Fest here in Chicago in 2014. I was about to watch the band Cheap Trick perform. I was at the side of the stage. To my right was where the wrestling ring was set up. I've been looking for it all weekend, couldn't find it. I looked over, saw people in the ring, and I was like, is that Sabu? I walked over, and sure enough, it was Sabu having a match against some fat jobber. He did all of his spots, the skewers to the forehead, the chair, the tables, etc. Match might have lasted 5 minutes, all while Cheap Trick played Surrender. It was perhaps the most surreal experience I have ever had. That is from Mike. Josiah here says, Brian, never got to meet Sabu. I will never forget one of the first matches I ever saw him in. I had heard about him for years, even briefly saw him when ECW invaded Raw in the 90s, but I didn't see a match of his that I recall. till I was able to find ECW Heat Wave 1998 with Sabu, RVD versus Hayabusa, and Jinsei Shinzaki. I actually think that Sabu had Hayabusa's first match, if I recall correctly. While I may have seen some of his stuff in TNA at that point, it was still in the early 2000s, I was getting into ECW after it died. I was blown away by how fun that match was. That's Josiah from Canada. Same with Sabu. It's like, if he was going to have a match, he was going to give you a Sabu match. A table would be broken. And if the table didn't want to break, it was going to break eventually. And he was going to do all of his stuff, and he always did. Jose here says, two favorite Sabu memories not involving matches. The night Taz called Sabu out. The lights went out. When they came back, Sabu was across from Taz. Building went crazy. Now it sucks. The lights went out when they were about to touch, but that moment was great. Probably my all-time favorite were the RVD Sabu Bill Alfonso promos, where RVD would talk about himself, but Sabu's facial expressions said it all without saying a word. Very entertaining stuff. Yeah, Sabu also one of the rare guys who got fired in the ring. Wasn't there. Went to Japan. Missed an ECW booking. Heyman was furious. Fired him in the ring. And not a lot of guys can say that that happened to him. But it did. But it was Sabu. So that was not the end. This person says, I was introduced to Sabu in 2001 by watching a DVD I bought from Suncoast. Oh, my God. I remember Suncoast. It's called ECW Extreme Evolution. One of the matches on there was Sabu versus Taz from Barely Legal. His offense was so different from the WWF style of wrestling that I had been watching since I started watching wrestling in 2000. Sabu was and will always be a legend to me. I always remember those kendo sticks, you know, table bumps, everything like that. I was never in a barbed wire match, never bumped on thumbtacks. I was always told that the thumbtacks aren't nearly as bad as you think as a fan. It's like, it's not a big deal at all. But the bad part is taking the thumbtacks out afterwards, is the way it's always been explained to me. But if you are not a wrestler, I think everybody kind of knows, you know, going through a table, it's better to go through a table than it is to just, like, take a bump on the ground, because a table breaks your fall, obviously. And so I did some table bumps when I was a wrestler. But the one thing that actually hurts worse, I think, than you think it does as a fan, is the kendo sticks. Because, man, those kendo stick shots, absolutely brutal. I mean, they were brutal. We had a guy in Tim's promotion. It was Tim's manager. And he had a kendo stick. And, man, he hit you with that kendo stick. I would rather bump on thumbtacks. I would rather. But, you know, another Sabu story, because when I was, you know, 94, 95, when we were doing the YWF, I always, you know, I was watching everything, and I'd seen Sabu do all these table spots. And sometimes it wouldn't just be one table, it would be stacks of tables. And so one day, having seen Sabu do some crazy spot with like tables stacked up on each other, I came up with this brilliant idea that I was going to go through a bunch of tables. But we didn't have tables. We were too cheap to actually buy tables to break, and we were smaller. So the idea that I came up with was this. We wrestled at a gymnastics facility, and they had these spotting blocks, which is just like a big square block. It's maybe 3 feet by 3 feet, and you would stand on there to spot people or whatever. And we had a whole bunch of those. So I had seen Sabu doing some, you know, going off the top through two tables or whatever, and I thought, I'm going to rip that off for the YWF tonight. So I came up with this idea, because we were too cheap to get tables, that we would get three big sheets of plywood, okay? Maybe an inch thick, just three sheets of plywood from Home Depot or whatever, and we were setting it up for the match. I set up 2 spotting blocks, put a sheet of plywood. Set up 2 more spotting blocks, put a piece of plywood. Set up 2 more, and put a piece of plywood. So this thing was probably like legitimately 9 or 10 feet high. And it had 3 layers of plywood. And then below that was the gymnastics floor. And so then we made another contraption out of the blocks so that my opponent could climb up to the top of this big tower. And he was going to pick me up and he was going to power bomb me off this 9-foot tower through a 9-foot structure with 3 sheets of plywood. And I thought, yeah, I can do this. Like, I've gone through 1 sheet of plywood. It's easy, especially onto a gymnastics floor. So I'm going to be going through 1, 2, 3 and land on the ground. Like, it's going to be fine. Like, that'll be easy. So, of course, we don't practice this because don't want to waste plywood. So we set up the contraption, you know, 9, 10 feet tall, 3 sheets of plywood. We set up the other thing, the other set of spotting blocks. We're doing our little match or whatever. We start climbing up on this thing. And there's all these children around. It's like a sleepover or something like that. They're all screaming and going crazy. And so we get up to the top of this thing. And he's like, you ready? And I was like, let's do it, brother. And so he picks me up for this big power bomb. And he power bombs me onto the top piece of plywood. And the good news is, jump, 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 boom. I go through exactly like I had envisioned in my mind. It was like the easiest bump in the world. I went through the first one, went through the second one, went through the third one. I land on the ground, and I'm thinking, man, that was, and all of a sudden, bam, 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 all this plywood fell on my face because every piece of plywood fell down and then fell on top of me. It was like a Roadrunner cartoon when he falls off the cliff and then the boulder falls and lands on top of him. So anyway, don't try this at home. This person here says, one of my most vivid memories when I was younger was going to my buddy's house who had stolen cable, and we watched Barely Legal 97 with Sabu and Taz. Yes, there is video somewhere, but I haven't converted it. My mind was blown at the event, made me a fan forever, sometimes trying to emulate his crazy style with friends wrestling in the backyard. That's from Marcelo. Rest in peace, Sabu. You guys remember stealing cable? You kids nowadays don't know anything about this. Back in the day, there were channels on the television that you had to pay for. Pay television. And if you paid for it, they would unscramble it. But if it wasn't unscrambled, like you would the screen was just like a big, just scrambled, but you could like still hear the audio sort of. And so everybody, a lot of people, I don't know, I never did it, so I don't know how it was done, but you could buy like a special box, probably like mail order, and you could buy this box and it would illegally unscramble all of the channels. I won't mention any names, but I had a friend who did that if he wants to come forward here in 2025 and admit to his crime. But that was that's what people did back in the day, was they would steal cable to watch these pay-per-views and perhaps other stuff as well. So anyway, that's the last email there. But you're welcome to keep sending them in. Maybe we can read more on the show tomorrow with Lance. But I guess the last thing today in the meantime before the break, and what a segue this is, tonight is Raw! Sabu actually once worked that ECW revival for a year or so in WWE. But tonight, I'm sure we'll get a graphic. AJ Styles, Finn Balor, War Raiders versus American Maid, EO and Rhea versus Roxanne and Julia, and CM Punk will appear. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Got one more in here. Nathan, just remember seeing Sabu wrestle at the reboot of Big Time Wrestling. Also, the show were Monty Brown and Jimmy Jacobs. Oh, John from Arkansas. My first exposure to him was my first tape trading experience. Getting a tape of him from New Japan clashing with Jushin Thunder Liger. Sabu versus Jushin Liger. Man, you're welcome to keep sending these in. Brian at WrestlingObserver.com. Sabu in the subject line. If you're listening to this on delay or on podcast, send me some stories and maybe we'll read some more with Lance tomorrow. Dave is in Hawaii and is not doing Observer Radio tonight, but I plan to go solo, and we'll review Raw, any other news, and all that stuff, and then I'll be back here tomorrow with Lance, talking Sabu and all of the news, and then the Brian, Vinny, Granny, Craig, and Sean show on Tuesday night. There's a lot of stuff up there, Vinny and I, this past weekend. If you missed any of the news this weekend we didn't talk about today, if you sign up at WrestlingObserver.com or Apple, Spotify, or YouTube, we had two shows this weekend, Dave and I talking everything, and Vinny, Craig, and I with a very detailed rundown of the WWE Backlash pay-per-view. So check those out as well. F4WOnline.com/new for new subscribers, or F4WOnline.com/Apple for Apple Podcasts, which has a free trial, by the way. F4WOnline.com/Spotify or F4WOnline.com/YouTube. The latter three, all $9.99 a month for 84 podcasts on wrestling and the paranormal every single month. So check it out. And that's it, everybody. Thanks so much for listening here today. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.